I'm glad that you are tuning back in today. I told you a couple of days ago that my next lesson would be from Genesis chapter 14 and verse 18. Well, I did a Thanksgiving lesson yesterday, so I'm going to do it today. Today we're going to speak from Genesis chapter 14 and verse 18. Now, there will be other Bible scriptures included in this lesson, so you may want to have your Bible handy. In Genesis 14, verse 18, it reads like this: "And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him tithe of all." These three verses is all that Moses wrote about Melchizedek. He didn't go into any background. He didn't tell us that he was the king of righteousness or the king of peace. He didn't tell us that he had no mother or no father, no beginning of days or ending of days. In fact, Moses just put a period to the end of those three verses and left it. He never went back to it. But we do find that his name comes up in some other places in the Bible. In the book of Psalms, David mentions Melchizedek. Also, in the book of Hebrews, Paul mentions this same Melchizedek, king of Salem, king of righteousness, the priest of the Most High God. Also, there are many commentaries in this room in which I am sitting, talks on the same subject Paul talked on. All of these men have their opinions. All of them are students of the Word. Most all of them have their best intentions. Yet I have discovered that between Paul and several other commentators, I have found that they come to different conclusions. So I just decided that I would stick with the commentary that Paul wrote about this king of righteousness. You can find it in chapter 7 of the book of Hebrews. I'll begin reading with verse 1 in chapter 7. "For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, prince of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first by interpretation, king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is the prince of peace, he was without father, without mother, he was without descent, he had neither the beginning of days nor end of life, he was made like unto the Son of God, he abides a priest continuously." And then in verse 4, Paul says, "Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils." Paul wrote that they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithe of the people, according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they came out of the loins of Abraham. But he's talking about Melchizedek, but he who descent is not counted from them, received tithe of Abraham and blessed him. Paul is saying that Melchizedek did not descend from those priests that were receiving tithing. He had no beginning or no end. He had no mother or father. He did not even descend from the Leviticus priesthood. Yet he received tithes from Abraham. And then Paul says, here men that die receive tithe. But there, where is there? But there, he, Melchizedek, received them, of whom it is witnessed that he lives. And as I may so say, Levi also received tithe. Who received tithes? Paid tithe than Abraham. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. And then Paul tells us in verse 15, it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arises another priest. Many through the years have discussed, who was this king of Salem, this king of righteousness? Personally, I believe it was the Son of God, just like I believe it was the Son of God in Genesis, the 18th chapter, in verse 1, when the Bible says, the Lord appeared unto Abraham as he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And when Abraham looked up and saw the three men, he ran to meet them and bowed himself towards the ground. I believe that was the Son of God. Just like in the book of Judges, chapter 6, I believe it was the Son of God that appeared unto Gideon and told him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Chapter 6 and verse 16, the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with you, and you shall smite the Midianites as one man. I believe that was the Son of God. I also believe that it was the Son of God that Nebuchadnezzar saw in the fiery furnace. In Daniel chapter 3 and verse 25, the king says, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. I believe it was the Son of God that appeared to Joshua by the walls of Jericho. In Joshua, the 5th chapter, the Bible says, when Joshua was by Jericho, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. Joshua asked him, are you for us or for our adversaries? Joshua wanted to know what side he was on. Are you on our side, or are you for the adversaries? The man said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. He was saying, in so many words, I'm not here to take sides. I'm here to take over. Oh, hallelujah. Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship. And he asked him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoes from off thy foot, for the place wherein you stand is holy. And the Bible says, Joshua did. I believe that was the Son of God. We all know that Jesus was the Son of God, yet we hear him say that before Abraham was, I was. I hear him say again, in John 8 and verse 56. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Yes, I believe that Melchizedek was indeed truly the Son of God. He was and is the King of righteousness. He was and he is the King of peace. Now, if you disagree with me, I don't think it will affect the destination of your soul. I just thought that since I was on that subject, I would just let you know how I felt about it, because I know there are many good and honest and humble people who may believe differently. That's okay with me. You have that right. Read it for yourself. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. That's all that God requires.